Bernie, how are you today?
I'm doing dandy, Tony.
You know what's fun about this job is when we booked you to be on the show to come on and talk about polls and polling about the gubernatorial race, we started talking about other stuff, and we started talking about taxes, the T word.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of interesting. Before we get to that, there is a huge issue with the debates. We can't find common ground between Rick Snyder and Virge Bonaro on the date, place, time, and all the information in between to make these debates come off. As I've talked with you before, we don't talk a lot about polls. We don't have to let a polling story drive what we do. But we like to talk about you and your polls because I know that you do a lot of research with your polls. And I know that you have some thoughts on how this race stands right now. And Virge Bonaro's got a lot of work to do.
Well, he's got a lot of work to do. Depending on which poll you look at, he trails from between 19 points and 27 points. And if I were advising Rick Snyder and taking into consideration how he performed in the one debate where he participated with his Republican opponents and generally how he comes off in debates, I would probably advise him and his negotiators on debates to try and avoid debates, especially with Bonaro, because he's ahead. If he can avoid debates, he can use his money to do advertising on television and try to avoid making mistakes.
Will the voters let him win if he doesn't debate Virge?
Well, it depends how it all plays out. If I were advising the Virge Bonaro campaign, I would probably advise them to use this as an advertising issue. Of course, both sides are going to take credit and blame the other in terms of the debates falling down. I think they'll probably end up debating in the end anyways, but right now it would look like they're at an impasse, and it doesn't sound like there is a great deal of difficult things that were presented at the end for them to throw their hands up and say, well, that's the end of it. I think that Snyder is probably using good campaign tactics to avoid debates, and Virge Bonaro needs debates when you're behind by up to 27%.
Well, we were talking about taxes, and as I mentioned to you, that's a big concern of many of our listeners. They don't need the taxes to go any higher. You and I were talking about business taxes can be tough for businesses, but we may not be as bad off as some of us think, right, Bernie?
That's absolutely right. You know, when I hear many politicians, as a matter of fact, one about an hour ago, you get the impression that, gosh, you know, business taxes and business climate in Michigan is just driving businesses out of the state, and that's why we haven't recovered from this recession. Well, we've been cutting taxes for the past 20 years, and when you look at a respected organization like the Small Business and Entrepreneurial Council Business Index, in 2009, Michigan ranked the 20th lowest in taxes for business, and they use 16 different measurements for that index that they use. Michigan ranks 9th lowest on top corporate capital income tax rate, 11th lowest on top corporate capital gains tax, 15th lowest on top personal income tax rate, 17th on top capital tax rate, 21st on the state and local sales tax as a share of personal income. The only thing that it really ranks high on is the gas tax and the diesel tax, and that's where if you get any agreement at all between the political parties because of our dire need to improve our roads, whether there is general acceptance that we probably should look at maybe increasing gas taxes, but those are among the highest in the country.
So the politicians are throwing around the T word about taxes, making us just get nervous.
Yeah, and Michigan ranks third lowest in the Great Lakes states with using that index. And when you look at the states that are most likely under the Information and Technology Innovation Foundation, where they talk about the states that are best positioned for economic growth, Michigan does not fare poorly in terms of those states. The only three of the top 10 states rank better than Michigan on the SB index. Six ranked much worse, and one ranked only one place worse in terms of those states that are expected to have economic growth greater than any other state. And so it is not taxes alone. It's other things such as infrastructure and having a good workforce. And a lot of those states are expected to do well because it's a knowledge-based economy that they're dealing with. The Senate Fiscal Agency did a report. That's Senator Bishop's own independent agency, and talked about some very interesting facts. Over the past 10 years, there was a persistent decline in per capita income from 18th in the year 2000 to 37th now. And some of the things that we're talking about doing in policy-wise would make that 37th ranking go closer to the 50th. With the decline in the state budget from $10 billion in the year 2000 to less than $7 billion now, and I worked in the legislature for 19 years, and I can remember when the general fund budget was about $12 billion. So now you're talking about, since then, a significant cut in the amount of money that goes into police and fire and providing services. Michigan has moved from a ranking of 7th in per capita tax burden in 1999 to 28th in 2007. It ranked 10th in 1999 in taxes as a percentage of personal income, but now ranks 21st. And Michigan's corporate tax burden moved from a ranking of 12th in 1989 to 39th in 2007. And that's the largest drop in a corporate tax burden among all 50 states. So when I hear politicians say, oh, it's the tax rate is burdensome, I think back when Governor Engler proudly proclaimed that he had cut taxes by 28 different taxes.